Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the AI Hardware Show. I'm your host, Skylar Monroe, and this is the podcast where we dig into the silicon, the chips, and the infrastructure powering the AI revolution. Big thanks to our sponsors, Limitless AI, helping businesses actually integrate AI into their workflows in a way that makes sense, and Ago Consulting, that's Ago, your go-to for silicon development consulting. All right, we've got a packed episode today. GPU smuggling, a $1 billion AI chip startup, Google going toe-to-toe with NVIDIA, Meta, and NVIDIA deepening their partnership, and India's big semiconductor ambitions. Let's get into it. Okay, story one, and honestly, this one reads like a thriller. Bain Capital's data center unit has evicted a tenant called Megaspeed after the company came under serious scrutiny for allegedly smuggling NVIDIA GPUs to China. We're not talking about a few cards tucked in a suitcase here. Megaspeed is alleged to have spent roughly $2 billion on AI processors for what authorities believe was illicit distribution, meaning these chips were likely headed to entities on U.S. export restriction lists. So let's set the scene. Bain Capital has a data center division. They lease space to tenants, companies that need serious compute infrastructure. Megaspeed was one of those tenants, and on the surface, renting data center space is a legitimate business activity. But investigators started connecting dots, and what emerged was a picture of a company potentially acting as a front to funnel NVIDIA's most powerful AI accelerators, chips like the H100, to buyers in China who are explicitly blocked from purchasing them under U.S. export controls. Now, why does this matter so much? Because these aren't just expensive toys. These GPUs are the backbone of cutting-edge AI model training. The U.S. government has spent significant energy trying to slow down adversarial nations' access to this kind of compute power. And if $2 billion worth of chips found their way around those restrictions, that's a massive policy failure and a massive security concern. Think of it like this: export controls on chips are basically a technological embargo. The idea is that if you can limit access to the best compute, you can slow down the development of advanced AI systems, autonomous weapons, surveillance infrastructure, things the government doesn't want adversaries building at scale. So when someone allegedly runs a $2 billion operation to circumvent that, it's not just a business crime, it has geopolitical weight. For Bain Capital, the move to remove Megaspeed was probably as much about legal liability and reputational risk as anything else. You don't want your data center showing up in a federal indictment. This story is a reminder that hardware physical silicon is still a geopolitical weapon, and the black market for AI chips is apparently very, very real and very well funded. All right, let's shift gears to something a lot more exciting for the startup world. Etched, an AI chip company that's been flying a bit under the radar, has just hit a $5 billion valuation and is reporting $1 billion in sales. That is a massive milestone, and it puts Etched firmly in the conversation as a serious NVIDIA competitor. So who is Etched, and what are they actually building? Etched is building what's called an ASIC, an application-specific integrated circuit, and the key thing they're focused on is transformer inference. Now, let me break that down. Most modern AI models, your large language models, your image generators are built on something called the transformer architecture. It's the T in GPT. NVIDIA's GPUs are incredibly powerful, but their general purpose, they can run any kind of workload, video games, scientific simulation, AI training, inference, you name it. That flexibility is awesome, but it comes with overhead. Etched is essentially saying, look, if you know you're only ever going to run transformer-based AI inference, why not build a chip that's purpose-built for exactly that and nothing else? It's like the difference between a Swiss Army knife and a chef's knife. The Swiss Army knife, that's your GPU, it can do 100 things. But when you're in a professional kitchen and you need to chop vegetables all day, a dedicated chef's knife is going to outperform it every single time. Etched's chip, called Sohu, is that chef's knife for transformer inference. And the $1 billion in sales tells you that enterprises are taking this seriously. They're not just buying into a pitch, they're actually deploying this hardware now. $5 billion valuation is notable because it signals that investors believe there is a real market here beyond just NVIDIA. The AI chip landscape is getting crowded: AMD, Intel, Google, Amazon, and now startups like Etched all making their moves. But $1 billion in actual sales, that's not vaporware, that's a real business. The big question going forward is whether Etched can scale manufacturing, because fabbing custom silicon at volume is brutally hard and brutally expensive. But if they can pull it off, they could carve out a very profitable niche in the inference market, which is only going to grow as more AI models move from training into production deployment. Story 3, and this one is super interesting from a strategic standpoint. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that Google is essentially copying NVIDIA's playbook to build a rival AI chip business. Now, Google has had custom silicon for years. Their TPUs, or Tensor Processing Units, have been powering their internal workloads since around 2016. But what's new here is the strategy. Google is now looking to sell and license their chip designs externally, turning their internal silicon expertise into an actual business, much like NVIDIA built its empire. So what does NVIDIA's playbook actually look like? It's not just about making a great chip. It's about building an ecosystem. NVIDIA's CUDA platform, the software layer that sits on top of their GPUs, is arguably as important as the hardware itself. Developers learned CUDA, companies built their pipelines on CUDA, and suddenly switching away from NVIDIA isn't just a hardware decision, it's a massive software migration. Google is trying to replicate that kind of stickiness with their TPU architecture and their own software stack. They've got JAX, they've got their own compilers, they've got deep integration with Google Cloud. The idea is, if you build your AI workloads on Google's silicon and software ecosystem, you stay in Google's orbit. Now, there's something almost poetic about this. Google invented the transformer architecture, the foundational technology that made modern AI possible, and now they're trying to make sure they're also the ones selling the hardware that runs it. The challenge for Google is credibility outside their own walls. Their TPUs are proven at Google scale, but convincing a skeptical enterprise customer to bet their AI infrastructure on Google chips instead of NVIDIA is a tough sell. NVIDIA has years of developer trust, battle-tested tooling, and a massive partner ecosystem. Google is essentially trying to crack open a market that NVIDIA has locked up pretty tightly, but Google has deep pockets, world-class engineers, and the advantage of being both a chip designer and a hyperscaler. If anyone can pull it off, it's them. This is a long game, but it's one worth watching very closely. Story 4. NVIDIA and Meta are deepening their already massive partnership, with Meta ordering millions of additional AI chips from NVIDIA millions. Let that sink in for a second. We're talking about one of the largest GPU procurement deals in history, and it signals just how serious Meta is about building out their AI infrastructure. So let's talk about why Meta needs so many chips. Meta is running AI workloads across basically every surface of their business. Content recommendation on Facebook and Instagram, ad targeting, the Llama family of large language models, their augmented and virtual reality efforts with the Quest platform, and their internal research through FAIR, the fundamental AI research team. All of that requires massive amounts of compute, and not just for training new models, inference at Meta scale. Serving billions of users in real time is an enormous computational burden. When you recommend a video to someone on Instagram, there's an AI model making that call in milliseconds. Do that billions of times a day and you start to understand why Meta needs a small army of GPUs. Now, what's interesting about this deal is it's also a strategic statement. Meta has been open about building its own custom silicon, their MTIA chip, the Meta Training and Inference Accelerator, but they're not abandoning NVIDIA. They're running a parallel strategy. Custom chips for specific workloads where they can optimize an NVIDIA GPUs for the flexibility and raw power that general-purpose workloads demand. For NVIDIA, this deal is another data point that demand for their hardware is nowhere near saturation. Despite supply chain pressures, despite competition from AMD and custom silicon, the hyperscalers just keep ordering more. It's a good problem to have if you're Jensen Huang. And for the broader industry, it signals that we are still very much in an infrastructure build-out phase. The data center CapEx cycle is alive and well, and silicon is the commodity everyone is scrambling to stockpile. And for our fifth story, let's zoom out and look at something with longer-term strategic implications. India's emerging role in the global semiconductor landscape. A piece from BizInfotech is exploring what they're calling the Silicon Renaissance, India's push to build a domestic AI chip ecosystem from the ground up. So where does India stand right now? India has world-class semiconductor design talent. Companies like Qualcomm, Intel, AMD, and Apple all have significant chip design centers in India, particularly in Bangalore and Hyderabad. But when it comes to actual chip fabrication, the physical manufacturing of silicon, India is essentially starting from scratch. The dominant players in chip fab are TSMC in Taiwan, Samsung in South Korea, and now Intel and others building out in the US and Europe. India has big ambitions to change that. The Indian government has launched initiatives with billions of dollars in incentives to attract semiconductor manufacturers, and companies like the Tata Group and Vedanta have announced fab projects. The challenge is enormous. Building a semiconductor fab isn't like building a factory, it's more like building a city. The equipment is extraordinarily specialized, the supply chains are incredibly complex, and the technical expertise required takes decades to develop. TSMC didn't become TSMC overnight. But here's why this matters for AI specifically. The global demand for AI chips is going to keep growing, and right now the manufacturing choke points are almost entirely in East Asia. Geopolitically, that's a vulnerability that the US, Europe, and now India are all trying to address. If India can build even a mid-tier fabrication capability, not necessarily cutting-edge 3-nanometer stuff, but mature nodes that are still critical for a lot of applications, that diversifies the global supply chain in a meaningful way. And with India's existing strength in chip design and software, the building blocks are there. It's a long road, but the direction of travel is clear. The Silicon map of the world is being redrawn, and India wants to be on it in a big way. And that's a wrap on today's episode of the AI Hardware Show. From GPU smuggling rings to billion-dollar startups, Google taking on NVIDIA, Meta stacking chips like cordwood, and India planting its flag in the semiconductor race, it has been a big week in AI hardware. The AI Hardware Show is brought to you by Limitless AI and Ago Consulting. Check the link in show notes to learn more about both. If you got value out of today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with someone who geeks out on silicon as much as we do. All the sources and details for today's stories are in the show notes. Go check them out. Until next time, I'm Skylar Monroe, and this has been the AI Hardware Show.